Now she wants to exchange the guaranteed angioplasty mayonnaise for the light and healthy mayonnaise. Come on, I want to go home and listen to America Weekend. It's starting right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We're going to take to the air. Are you paying too much for your airplane flights? And are you always losing your luggage? We'll have some ideas, some ways that you can stop losing your luggage and maybe pay a little less for that flight at the same time. And then we'll talk about eating disorders. It's a subject that really doesn't get enough coverage on radio, on TV, or online. Well, we'll talk about it today, and we will debunk some common eating disorder myths. After that, we'll talk fitness. Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. And then, the least healthy thing you do every single day. We all do it, and you'll want to stick around for the story. We start things off this hour with me in the supermarket. I'm always shopping. How did I get this end of the deal? I've been married 21 years. I spend my weekend, after spending some of it with you, of course, in the supermarket, at the discount department store, buying things just to give my family sustenance for the next 7 days. So there I am, with my carriage, and I'm standing endlessly waiting to get up to that register so I can pay for my goodies and bring them home. But instead, I find myself in some sort of retail purgatory just waiting for the whole thing just to end. I'm in the store the other day, and I'm there with, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 items. The woman in front of me, she's got about 35 items, and mind you, this is a 20 items or less supposed express lane. That's not the big issue. It's time now to start scanning the coupons. She has two coupons, one for 50 cents off one item and another for 35 cents off another item. All right, my friend, let's do some arithmetic. How much would that be in savings? Yes, 85 cents. Would you know it? Both coupons did not scan. One was because the brand was wrong. Another one was because the size of the product was incorrect. For some reason, she decided to take a stand that would make General George Patton proud and demand that she be given her 85 cents in discount. She had a, she thought, cogent argument as to why both that were obviously being used incorrectly were actually being used correctly in her own little world. We had the manager there. They're trying to explain. We cannot honor these coupons. So, me, wanting to go home and enjoy what was left of my weekend decide, I'm going to make her an offer she can't refuse. So I say, excuse me, ma'am, you would get 85 cents off? I tell you what, I'll give you a dollar to settle out of court. And I reached into my pocket and I had a $1 bill. Negotiable U.S. currency, ready to give it to her. And all she had to do was say yes for her to give up on this ridiculous argument. She looked at me as if I had just offered to go to her house and do unkind things to her puppy. She said, "How dare you get involved?" How dare I get involved? I want to go home. And I said, "Ma'am, you're using coupons that don't work. I'm offering you a dollar. You'll make an extra 15 cents. You will win." I'm not looking to win against you. I'm looking to win against the store. I shop here all the time. So do I. And I want to go home, please. I then offered to go to $2. I said, "Look, I'll give you $2 to just end this and just please leave." She still wouldn't do it. And after a while, after the second manager came, they decided, okay, just give her the credit. The store should have stood its ground. Coupons that aren't eligible shouldn't be paid. I wanted to just get her out of there. Lady, if you're listening, you could have made $2. You settled for 85 cents in this ridiculous fight against a major supermarket chain. Do you feel happy? Do you feel satisfied? I hope your margarine went bad on the way home. Stay with us. Are you paying too much for flights? I'm not paying for your flight, so don't get any ideas. That's coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm a very frustrated Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. You've heard that laughter is the best medicine for your health, but did you know it can help your brain too?
In his book, Emotional Intelligence, psychologist Daniel Goleman says laughter enables you to be more open-minded, increases memory capacity, and improves focus and attentiveness.
It's because laughter relieves stress and depression, which are common causes of brain fog and memory loss. And listening to jokes activates areas of the brain vital to learning and creativity.
In addition, a study from the Harvard School of Public Health found that people with the most active social lives had the slowest rate of memory decline.
So watch a funny movie, take in a sitcom, or socialize with fun friends. You'll give your brain a boost, which leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to Daytona Bike Week on American Biker Minutes.
Who's this?
Gilda, Tallahassee, coming to Bike Week, and I've seen a lot of good changes and a lot of bad changes.
Daytona has bikes. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Daytona now and then.
The good one is there's so many people here now. The bad one is there's so many people here now.
Missing bike.
I used to see it every year, built like a dragon. Last time I seen it, it was on the back of a tow truck because the cops said no more. They used to walk around with a stick and stick it up your pipes because you had to have baffles in. Maybe 2 miles over the speed limit, they'd stop you for speed. No, they don't do that anymore. A lot of people quit coming because they were real rough at one time. Pretty easy going now. Everyone seems to get along.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road in 2 weeks.